surely going to hear whilst in Algeria are Arabic, French and Berber. Know your Africa. Proudly brought to you by TransAfricaRadio.net.
TransAfrica Radio, made in Africa.
Definitely made in Africa, man. It is Trans Africa Radio, 870 on your DSTV audio bouquet, 609 on OVHD, and obviously transafricaradio.net or tar.mobi. Before we get into the show, I need to give you a Corona watch for the day. So basically what's happening with Corona at the moment, the novel coronavirus, is that so far we have 153,648 confirmed cases thus far, 5,746 deaths, and it is officially in 146 countries, areas, or territories that have the coronavirus at the moment. Yesterday, Cyril Ramaphosa had a speech. He basically implemented travel bans with immediate effect after declaring the COVID-19 outbreak a national disaster in South Africa. Coronavirus pandemic has been declared a national disaster. Schools will close on Wednesday, the 18th of March, until after the Easter weekend. The media holidays will be made a week shorter to compensate for this. There will also be a travel ban on foreign nationals from high-risk countries, including Italy, the US, China, and Iran, with immediate effect. Visas from high-risk countries will be cancelled. From Monday, 35 land ports will be shut down, effective immediately. All non-essential travel for all spheres of government outside the country are prohibited. Gatherings of more than 100 people are also prohibited, including church, football. It does not matter what it is, not more than 100. So if you go into the club this weekend, 99 people only, okay? Make sure you note that. If you're going to church, if it's more than 99, it is prohibited. Government will also cancel all mass celebrations planned for the upcoming national public holidays, including Human Rights Day. Visits to correctional services will be suspended for the next 30 days. South Africans are discouraged from non-essential domestic travel from all transport modes, include taxis, flights. It doesn't matter. You are discouraged from taking it. Government will make funding available to support critical sectors of that are affected by the viruses. Plans to strengthen screening and testing measures at international airports will be put in place. I'm a bit disappointed by this speech, though. He gave us all the right things, but my question to you is, where do I go if I'm infected by the virus? Who do I call? Who do I speak to? I expected a little bit more, you know. Where can I get tested? Can I go to the hospital? Should I go to the clinic? I expected so much more. I expected South Africa, this is what you do if you have the virus, rather than everything that we received here. But anyway, that is what it is. It is what it is. We can't change it. We can't move forward with it. We just need to make sure that we accept what the president has given us. At least this time we were not blue ticked like we were the last time with the Uyinene virus, with the Uyinene disaster. It is absolutely much better. Anyway, moving right on with the show. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. I have two amazing gentlemen in the studio with me today. I have Nick Wynn. Nick, how are you doing?
Good morning, TY.
Good. And I have Dr. Andrew Smelly.
Great to be here, TY.
All right, so we are doing this this new feature every single Monday. It is called Monday Devotion. Correct, gentlemen?
That is.
Oh, beautiful. Now, let me start over here to my right with Andrew, right? Who is Dr. Andrew Smelly?
Just a man, but a happy husband and father to two beautiful children. As you know, I'm a pastor and lead evangelist of the Johannesburg International Christian Church.
All right.
It's been great to be here. Been in South Africa since July. Africa. But of course, before that, I was actually in Lagos, Nigeria for 3 years.
Oh, for three full years.
Yes, three full years. Yeah, I'm not Nigerian, but I'm American, son of Jamaican immigrants. Born in New York, and then went to school at Cornell. I was actually trained to become a doctor. And then when I got the call for the ministry, it changed my life. I actually became a disciple, a true Christian, my junior year at Cornell University. And so since then, it's been an incredible ride.
It's been an incredible ride indeed. And as for you, Nick?
Yeah, a 48-year-old young gentleman. I hail from the shores of Johannesburg. But I've been lucky to travel all over the world. I went to the Middle East in 1998. Was an aircraft engineer. Worked on the trimming and upholstery side of aircrafts. God took me out there and became a disciple in a Muslim country. A father to two beautiful daughters, 25 and 19. I'm a grandfather of a three-year-old. Just loving life right now. It's great to be back in Johannesburg. Spent 8 years in the Middle East, about 11 years in Cape Town, just been a part of this movement, incredible movement now since 2015. So super excited to be in Johannesburg for the last 2 years. And that's me in a nutshell.
Ah, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Now, I heard you say that you're a disciple. For those who don't know what a disciple is, please just explain what that is. Unpack that for us.
Well, let me hand that one over to you, to okay. Dr. Andrew there.
Sure. Well, it's interesting. The word disciple comes from the Greek word mathetes, which means student and teacher. Mm-hmm. And if you study that in the Bible, it's interesting. The word disciples in the Bible, about 276 times, approximately around 300 times in the NIV. But if you look, actually, in the Bible, in Acts chapter 11, it says the disciples were first called Christians. Mm-hmm. Now, this is remarkable because most people don't realize that a disciple is, by biblical definition, a Christian. Mm-hmm. The word Christian is only in the Bible three times.
Yes.
But if you were to ask someone, okay, are you a disciple? They'd be like, what is that? Mm. You mean one of the 12 or something? But no, actually, it actually means to be a Christian.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
A student.
That's I'm sure your mind is blown right now if you're listening to this. All right. So, gents, the two of you, let me just ask you this one other question as to what makes you, the two of you, qualified to give us our Monday devotion?
Well, first and foremost, I'm grateful just to be asked onto the show. I know Nick and I are dear friends and part of a movement of churches now for almost 20 years, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, as far as myself, my background with the International College of Christian Ministries is pretty extensive. I have my doctorate, received that in 2016 in ministry.
Nice.
But it's one thing to have a degree, it's another thing to live it. And I think over the years to be able to pastor 8 different churches in our movement and now to oversee all of our work here on the continent of Africa is a privilege. It really is.
Absolutely beautiful. And yourself, Nick?
From my side, I did a 3-year theology diploma when I was out in the Middle East through what was called the Athens Institute of Ministry. Then went on also with the ICCM. Mm-hmm. And it's just exciting, man. You learn so much about God through His Word. And it's putting it into practice. And yes. I think that's what qualifies us is just staying humble before God. Exactly. We can't do anything without God.
That's it.
So, are we really qualified? I think we have the rest of our lives to continue to walk this journey. So
that is
no better qualified than anybody else that wants to be on this journey. So.
That's it.
All right. It is exactly 15 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. I'm going to go into one song, and when we come back, we're going to start officially with our Monday devotion.
That we going up the wrong road, yeah. And I'm just trying to let you go, let you go, and let you go. going up the wrong road, yeah. And I'm just trying to let you go, let you go.
That is Sketchy Bongo featuring Shekhinah. It is called Let You Know, coming at you all the way from the land of South Africa. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. It's officially another Monday. It is a beautiful Monday morning. It is the 16th of March. It is actually my little brother's birthday tomorrow. I need to remember to give him a call tomorrow. Please do remind me, dear listeners, that I should give my little brother a call. It is officially 18 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. And if you just tuned in, you're just in time for our daily Monday devotion. I want to do this daily so badly, but for now, it's only on Mondays. So it is Monday Devotion with two gentlemen by the name of Nick Wynn and Andrew, Dr. Andrew Smelly. I need to get into the habit of saying Dr. Andrew Smelly.
It's all good, man. Just a man.
All right. So let's get into it. What is our Monday Devotion for this week? What scripture are we looking at?
We're looking at Matthew 28, okay. Verse 18 to 20.
All right.
Yes.
And then how does it go?
So it's... commonly known as the Great Commission. And starting in verse 18, this is after Jesus rose from the dead, and the disciples were coming to Galilee, to this mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And they were worshiping him, but some even doubted there. And so in verse 18, he says to them, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'"
Okay.
And so right here, you see the Great Commission. It's the one of the great commandments Jesus gave before he ascended back into heaven. But sadly today, it's become more of the Great Omission. A lot of churches don't teach this. I know for me growing up, going to church, no one ever challenged me to obey this Great Commission. And so if we were to break it down here, he's talking to the disciples, and he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus has all authority, not just in heaven, but also on earth. So he needs to be our Lord. And then he says, go and make disciples. Now, this is unique because a lot of people think that you're born, quote unquote, religious. You're born into a Christian family.
Yes.
But according to this passage, it's saying go and make a disciple is not born a disciple. Remember from what we talked about earlier, a disciple in the Greek methetes means a student.
Yes.
And a follower. So to be specific here, to be a disciple is to be a student and follower of Jesus. And so he's saying, go and make a disciple. So you're not born a disciple, just like you're not born a doctor. You have to be made into a doctor.
Into one, yes.
Right? And then he says, go and make disciples of all nations. So that's huge because for the disciples, there were 11 of them at that time, to go to all nations means that that would be a lot of work to do. So obviously, now the key thing is to make disciples, and those disciples make disciples, and those disciples make disciples. So it spreads like that to all nations. It's world evangelism. World evangelism was always Jesus' dream. And so he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. So a candidate for baptism is a disciple.
Yes.
But this is huge because so many churches sadly teach this false doctrine that you baptize or quote unquote sprinkle babies. Which is not biblically accurate at all. So you see here, he says, go and make a disciple, make a student and follower of Jesus, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
Okay.
And so that's huge because very often you don't see a lot of people who call themselves Christians teaching others to obey everything. So that accountability, sadly, is very lacking in mainstream Christendom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't even think it's taught, Dr. Andrew. I think a lot of what people call as Christianity today, look at this as the Great Commission, that it was Jesus to the 12.
Right.
But it wasn't necessary for everybody. People don't have the gift of speaking to people. Therefore, it's not applicable to them. And I think that's where the misconception comes in.
Mm.
Absolutely.
I don't know. When I read the scripture, I feel like it's sort of like a new era. that has been done, that the time of Moses is officially over, like that whole doctrine that Moses came with, it has officially been fulfilled. So it is a new era into Christianity. How do you feel about that?
The new era of Christianity started with the cross. I mean, Jesus died on the cross to be able to help us to have a new relationship with God. He became the sacrifice that ultimately we should have been.
Yes.
He took our sins and paid that sacrifice, that punishment that we should have paid.
Mm.
In the Old Testament, of course, they sacrificed sheep and goats and all these different things that could never take away their sins, and that's why they had to keep doing it.
Mm.
But Jesus, as the Bible says in Hebrews, became that ultimate sacrifice, that sacrifice once and for all, if we decide to repent and truly be baptized and united with him.
Mm, okay, absolutely beautiful, man. Absolutely beautiful. It is 23 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. I'm going to play you one more song. When we come back, we're still going to continue unpacking this great, great book called The Bible.
When I come up, baby, what they say? She the only one that really feel me, yeah, yeah. Baby, disregard the Odyssey. So she wanna ride Lamborghini, baby, yeah, yeah. I don't tell you not to worry. No bad vibe can disturb me. And you don't need to be sorry. Just fall in, call me my miracle. Ooh, she won't be my miracle. She won't be my miracle. Falling into place now. Girl, you see this smile on my face now. Miracle. Says she won't be my miracle. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Extraordinary, never typical. You say you like me, it's reciprocal. Yeah, yeah. You watch me whip it like it's miracle. He likes to lick it like it's miracle. Yeah. It's been a while since you met a real one. He been praying every religion. I'm everything you need to dance on. Pretty, pretty in my baby handsome. He throwing dollars so I know it's real. I give him something I know he can feel, yeah. Put your feet and let me get your meal. And when you finish, time for sex appeal, yeah. I'll be a miracle. Oh God, I'll be a miracle, yeah. All the vibes, all the vibes. It's alright, alright.
Ooh, she won't be my miracle. She won't be my miracle. Falling into place now. Girl, you see this smile on my face now. Miracle. Says she won't be my miracle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God bless you with your waistline. Bless you with your face, man. Give you everything you want and need. Everything you want. Your beauty is just endless. Be my blessings, be my blessings. Be my inspiration. Won't be my miracle, yeah. Won't give me a miracle, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything falling into place now. Girl, you see this smile on my face now. Miracle. Says she won't be my miracle, yeah, 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 yeah.
Miracle, 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 miracle,
know your Africa. The Republic of Burundi, one of the world's poorest nations, is struggling to emerge from a 12-year ethnic-based civil war. The capital city of Burundi is Bujumbura. The Republic of Burundi sits at approximately 10.4 million people, and their GDP per capita is similar to Nigeria at $900. Know your Africa. Proudly brought to you by TransAfricaRadio.net.
TransAfrica Radio, made in Africa.
Definitely made in Africa, man. It is TransAfrica Radio, one voice, one Africa, the station of the GODs, the station of the gods, as we call it on a daily basis. I don't know if you gents would agree with me. Is this the station of the gods? Yes or no?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What gods are we talking about here, T1?
Yeah, no, we'll answer that later on. It is 27 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time, and it is The Get Up with myself, T.Y., a.k.a. Abuti Broadway, a.k.a. your favorite song, Papi, on the radio. And today we are doing our Monday devotion, which is basically where I bring in Nick and Andrew to come into, oh, Dr. Andrew, to come and have a chat with you about basically give you scriptures to get you through the week and make sure that your head is screwed on properly as part of our Monday motivation. Now, gentlemen, we're going to go through Acts 11. Correct?
Yes.
Which verses?
We're going to look in verse 25 and 26.
Okay, and you may go ahead.
Sure. This is a great connection to the other scripture we just looked at in Matthew 28. And usually I ask people, okay, so if you look at this whole concept of disciple, most people are shocked. What does that mean? And again, we talked about how in the Greek it meant student and follower. That is what the word disciple specifically means. But now we're going to see what is the connection between that and the term Christian, which is so common today. Because if I were to ask someone, are you a Christian? Most people say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. But if I were to ask them, are you a disciple? They would say, what is that?
Yes, that is so true.
Does that mean one of the 12 or the apostles or something like that? So we could read together here, verse 25 and 26. It says, then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. So this is an interesting passage because this is actually, Antioch was a place where the first Gentile church started to explode. And so Barnabas actually had to go and get Saul to help him with the work here. And they taught great numbers of people. And it says here that the disciples were called Christians. Now, the word Christian, interesting, it's an interesting term. It's more of a derogatory term back in those days. It was like a Christian, Christ-like. We've heard of you guys, and you guys must be connected to that Christ guy, right?
Yes.
And so, essentially, it meant Christ-like or little Christ. So it doesn't really have a specific definition. The only definition you can really give to this is that the fact that the disciples were called Christians. And I always appreciated this verse because I thought to myself, wow, to call yourself a Christian like Christ is a pretty bold statement.
I mean, very bold.
I mean, I know I'm just trying to be a humble guy, but to say I'm like Christ, I know before I became a Christian, I definitely was not like Christ. I was full of a lot of immorality and deceit and pride. And so, it's just powerful to see here that you see they're one and the same. And that's what's so powerful about this scripture. To be a disciple is to be a Christian. To be a Christian is to be a disciple.
So you kind of one or the other.
Correct. Oh. It means exactly the same thing. Funny enough, the word Christian is only in the Bible three times. And this is the first time it's used in the entire Bible. The second time it's used in Acts 26, where Paul is now speaking to a king, and he says, "And do you think in such a short time you could persuade me to become a Christian?" So that doesn't really tell you what a Christian is. And then later in 1 Peter 4, Peter says, if you suffer for being a Christian, praise God you bear that name. So at some point, it seems like the disciples took on the name Christian.
Yes.
And, you know, they kind of took on the nomenclature. But to really decide, understand what it means to be a Christian, you have to first understand what it means to be a disciple, which is mentioned almost 300 times in the Bible.
Okay. So basically, in order to be a Christian, you must become a disciple.
Correct.
And that the first scripture we read says, first become a disciple, then get baptized, then go teach, then learn the words, pretty much. So this basically comes together, brings the first scripture and this Acts 11, 25, 26 come together and basically emphasize that, gents, I think it's time we all become disciples.
Come on, man. Let's go.
But I think even what Dr. Andrew was mentioning earlier on is we don't know exactly what happened here, why the first time this is mentioned. But it always makes me think that for so many years that has gone by, it took so long for these guys to display what a Christian was. And that also shows me it takes time for us to get it going in our lives. It's no excuse, though, but we should be reflecting Christ.
Definitely.
Early on in our lives.
Definitely. So we should all strive to be disciples and then strive to be Christ-like, which is basically what Christian means. So generally, judging from by what you just said, we should be ready to be persecuted for being Christians.
100%. 100%. And I think one of the things that's remarkable about this too is that even today, there's a lot of churches that talk about discipling and discipling courses, but they talk about it after they become a Christian. which is remarkable because they're saying you become a Christian and then let's take some discipleship courses to learn what it means to be like Jesus. Mm. That doesn't make any sense. It's like saying I'm a lawyer and now I'm going to go to law school to learn what it means to be a lawyer.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense at all. And so it's even like what I mentioned before when it says go make disciples, baptizing them. I know for me, when I got quote unquote sprinkled as a baby, then I went to confirmation classes in a denominational church. I was like, why am I doing this? This doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't.
You know, but to answer your question though, I think, yes, anyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted. Mm. 2 Timothy 3:12. And so that's why Jesus went to the cross and that's why we have our cross to bear.
That's right. All right. Just got a question here that says, what's the difference between the disciples and the apostles?
Well, the apostles were specifically chosen by Christ and given miraculous gifts and powers to be able to serve him. So that there's definitely a difference there. But of course,
The disciples and the apostles, was it not the same people or was it two separate people?
Well, apostles, okay, let me put it like this. The apostles were disciples of Jesus, but not every disciple is an apostle.
They were designated.
Correct. They were specifically chosen by Jesus. The 12 were specifically chosen by Jesus, given miraculous gifts and powers to be able to serve him.
Okay, noted. So it's Judas, John the Apostle, Simon the Zealot. Thomas, Andrew as well, Philip,
Bartholomew.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right, so there was 12 of them. And these special powers that they got, what were they exactly?
Well, the Bible talks about several different things. I mean, if you look in Luke chapter 9, we could turn there for a quick moment.
Okay.
And so it says in Luke chapter 9, verse 1, you see that it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together. And whenever you see this concept, the 12, it's referring to the apostles, specifically chosen by him. It says he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And then down in verse 6, so they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere. And this is I think it's a very powerful passage because, again, we can get into some controversial stuff here, TY, but I do believe that, sadly, a lot of people claim to be apostles today. And if that was the case, why aren't they not healing people everywhere?
Mm.
Why are they not healing the coronavirus? Why are they not healing people everywhere? Not just people who, quote unquote, come to their church, but saying, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to help.
Yes.
That's another question. Maybe we can have another study on
that. I actually saw there was a pastor that went to China to go try and cure the coronavirus and he ended up in a hospital.
That's very sad.
And it was not a beautiful sight. All right. Let's get straight back into the music. It's 35 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. Do stay tuned in. Don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're still coming back to you with more and more of this gospel.
Ben Shouldn't have come here. But I'm glad that you did.
This is Trans-Africa Radio. Trans-Africa Radio. Trans.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
But can we just say,
I'm with
Trans-Africa Radio. One voice, one Africa.
The present and the future. You do right every day by your community.
To your voice.
One voice, one Africa.
All the time you come and then they shiver. Now you be the one, just believe her. La diva, my diva. Oh, you turn Batman to Zina. With your sexy body, Carolina. For your love, I go bad like John Cena. Atakama ni kiongu kusina. Kupe kila kitu. Mchana kwa siku. Tufanye mavitu. Baby, mavitu. Kupe kila kitu. Chana kwa siku. Tufanye mavitu, baby. Vitu, baby. Sata kislong na po wine.
Jaja, yo put the jaja. Jaja, yo put the jaja.
No, no, no.
Jaja, yo put the jaja.
No, no.
Jaja, yo put the jaja, baby. Jaja, yo put the jaja. Jaja, yo put the jaja. Jaja, yo put the jaja.
I hope you know say this sequence where you got it for back in the make me the quick baby quick ah come
pakewese mese mese zamenda nina rungu kumredi kipepepe kipepepe ooh la 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 your body fine now when you whine you blow my mind ooh la 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 I don't wanna waste your time so please be nice so make your mind ooh la 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 kissing in the rainfall from the morning till the night ooh la 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 kupe kila kitu mchana kwa siku tufanye mavitu baby mavitu kupe kila kitu mchana kwa siku tufanye mavitu baby vitu baby sata kisi wangu napo wine
jaja yo put jaja jaja yo put jaja
no 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 no
jaja yo put jaja
no no no
Jaja, your pretty jaja, jaja, your pretty jaja, jaja, your pretty jaja, jaja, your pretty jaja, jaja, your
coming at you straight from Tanzania. It is Diamond Platnumz, man. I haven't heard him in a while. I'm so happy he dropped a new song. It's about time Diamond Platnumz comes back and does what he does best, and that is give us beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. If you just tuned in, welcome to it. It is the Get Up With Myself, TY, aka Brother Broadway. You have dubbed me for the Gospel Hour, and I think I'm going to be Brother Broadway for Monday Devotion as well, okay? Sekele Brother Broadway. I'm no longer TY Abuti Broadway.
Come on, bro.
All right, moving right along. We still have Nick and Andrew in the studio for the next 15 minutes. It is 43 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time, and welcome once again to it, man. It is the Get Up. If this is not your favorite breakfast show, please, you are not tuning in enough. That is my opinion on this. All right, Nick and Andrew, let's get straight into the next scripture that you guys are going to bring out for us. And which scripture is that?
Whichever one you like. We can look at Mark chapter 16.
Okay.
This scripture you asked earlier, I believe someone asked earlier about miraculous gifts. And so I thought this would be a scripture to help. In Mark chapter 16, we're going to start here in verse 15.
Okay.
And it says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They'll place their hands on sick people and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. And so this passage is powerful because it gives us the purpose of those miraculous gifts you were asking about earlier. Specifically here in verse 20, it says that the disciples went out, preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by those signs. So the purpose of the miraculous gifts were to confirm the spoken word of the gospel, because they didn't have the Bible. They didn't have this nice, you know, gold trim Bible that I'm reading from here.
Yes.
And so the miraculous gifts were given to confirm the spoken word so people be inspired.
Yes.
But yet today, a lot of people want to say that they have miraculous gifts. And I'm like, okay, well, let's take a look at some of these. It says here, they'll pick up snakes like Paul did and get bit but not die. Poisonous snakes, right? They'll drink deadly poison and it will not hurt them at all. I don't see a lot of people trying to do that.
No.
I don't see a lot of people trying to do that. But so I'm like, well, so it's interesting in the fact that sadly today there's a lot of misconceptions in regards to the Bible. And so I think a lot more education and biblical teaching is needed.
That's so true. That's so true. Nick?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things I love about what Dr. Andrew just shared is there's not just one passage that confirms us. There's so many different passages. The another passage that talks exactly about Mark 16 is in Acts chapter 14. So we know what I love about the book of Acts is this is the history book of the early church.
Okay.
And so there we have in Mark 16 where Jesus is just before his ascension. It lays out what the purpose was of these 12 guys that had these gifts and what the reason was for the gifts. And in Acts 14, I'll read from verse 2. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do the miraculous signs and wonders.
There it is.
And there it is. It was a confirmation of the message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many people out there today that designate themselves with this word, apostle, nobody else even dares to question because people aren't taken to the Bible.
Exactly.
Mm.
And that's what we'd like to do, is just really get it out there that people study the Bible with people so that we can see truth. And we've got to challenge truth.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's the key that I think is missing today.
Okay. Now, let's move it away from the Bible a little bit. With, in terms of these churches, the way they're being run, so how would you like to tackle this matter of the way churches are being run? Because I feel like people are being taken away from the Bible and taught false doctrines. What would you think would be the best course of action in order to deal with this?
That's a great question. It's hard to take it away from the Bible because obviously the Bible actually teaches us how to build a church structure to be able to meet that need and prevent false teachers from distracting people and pulling people away from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. If you look in Acts 15 and 16, we don't have to turn there, but if you study it out, you'll see that the first century church was completely united.
Mm-hmm.
What we see here, I mean, even in the U.S., there's over 450 different types of denominational churches teaching different things.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus didn't want that. In John 17, 23, he prayed that we would be united, that all believers would be united so that the world would know him. And one of the reasons why when I talk to atheists and agnostics, they're saying, why should I become a Christian if the Christians aren't even united? And so biblically, the Bible says that we should be a united church. So, for example, in our movement of churches, the International Christian Church, we're a united fellowship. We have, for example, I oversee all of our churches on the motherland. And then there's other brothers and sisters that oversee different aspects of the world.
Mm.
And we all meet together every year, a couple times a year, to make sure we are completely united.
Mm.
And so, biblically, what we also do is that everyone who comes into the church, we sit down and we study the Bible with them. So church isn't just, you're not a member by just coming a couple of weeks in a row and signing a membership log and doing a history lesson of the church. We actually sit down with every single person and we say, let's get united on the scriptures. Let's get united. I want to make sure that our faith is solidified so that we can be unified and go multiply. And so that's the goal.
Yeah. All right, but there's also a scripture in the Bible that says, Jesus says, I'm not here to unite you. I'm here to actually, my word is going to cause division.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that also in the same breath as what you're saying, that churches are united? Not because the Bible says so, though.
Yeah, I think for me, there's scriptures in 1 Corinthians that talks about the body being a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, while Dr. Andrew was talking, I went to Matthew 4. And I thought that nothing makes us exempt. Whatever happened to Jesus is going to happen to us.
Mm.
And the devil tempted Jesus with scripture. So he's going to take Christianity at its root, and that is the Word of God. So if he can twist it and just quote, like he does in Matthew 4, he quotes a portion of a psalm, Psalm 91. And if you read the rest of the psalm, it's actually negative against Satan. So that's how he's duping churches today. He's using the very words which are supposed to give life, and he's taking people away. This is why it's so important for us as a movement, as disciples, to teach truth.
Right.
And we encourage people that we study the Bible with to, you know, don't just listen to what we say. Like
challenges.
If I listen to Dr. Andrew
right.
doing a sermon on Sunday, I take notes so that when I go home, I can actually go and check, did Dr. Andrew preach truth?
Exactly.
And there's nothing that holds, I've got to go to him and say, you know, Paul wrote to Timothy, he said to him, do not let people look down on you because you are young. Dr. Andrew also needs accountability and 100%. Discipleship.
Yes. 100%.
So we can go and get each other to heaven. That's our purpose.
Mm.
Can I clarify what you said earlier, though?
Okay.
You mentioned a scripture in Luke 12 about when Jesus says, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you about division. He wasn't referring to the church. He's referring to putting truth over tradition. And so I think what ends up happening is that a lot of people say, well, shouldn't you just come with me to my church for the sake of peace? Shouldn't you just be with me for the sake of peace? And, you know,
I've seen a lot of people do that.
A lot of people do that. They say, well, come with me. Everyone's coming. But I remember telling my late mother, actually, when I became a true disciple, and she wanted me to go back to a denominational church she was going to.
Mm.
And I told her very kindly but respectfully, Mother, I love you, but you trained me to know the truth, to seek the truth. And sadly, that church is not teaching the truth. It's teaching you can prayer to be saved. It's teaching that babies can be baptized. And when you look at the Bible, those things are simply not true.
Yes.
And so that's why Jesus goes on to say that there will be division in a household. There'll be 5-1 family divided against each other, right? Father against son against father, mother against daughter against mother. And so that's the context. It's important to understand context when you read the scriptures. That's otherwise, right. We can also be led astray as well.
Yeah, I feel like that's one big thing we all miss. That is context.
Mm-hmm.
Because depending on how you read the scripture and the part of the scripture you read, instead of reading the full thing, the context can literally turn 360, absolutely. I mean 180.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to stop saying 360.
Come on.
All right, let's get straight back into the music. And when we come back, we need to wrap up this conversation. It's 52 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. Almost an hour has gone by. Whew, time does fly when you are having fun.
Come on.
Open up, fucking love, jump in.
Bella bana bale bako East Rand. Masko shapa gadi tupa menu tenu gamo issues on the magazine stand. Erebatobu chupa rebatobu te. Rebatomu juta rebatomu she. Mo guap dan e gupta re supa reke. Baki tupa rete. Siti shap kapate. Hozala mama me. Chester u sister unshange BJ. As funu kuzu he say that I'm top dog. I pop off. I ski sim felunka I postal. We stay high since Fantuk. Sahebeleza we chase my changu. Senza gwenze get to it. Sas kimilechu, dam khota shapeli di di bo. Ha, achu sa chisa listo. Pes kama lache do. Same way ngama go. Gushin di 440. Yang vuto zase mamsi ba fana bam. Marang sapa rangeng unkonti ba shana bam. Etakin kabangan. Uspado dalanga ni nyembezi zams transparent. Uskalangam. Batingen kanicho. Aunya be. Mada fede bang bizu bani cho. Auto beta.
Ani sama. And all the tweeters put a juice or a tell a nose. Put a tell us who puts a boost, it's a way better go. And the pinning and hope it's a jab a joke. Cause you're okay, hope all of us rolling around Joe's. It's just dreaming of Motoko blowing. Another memory that's got me going. That's how we took this when I can just like the flow.
This is a long walk song. Then I'm my child like money kumikan. That's a my passion and my fighting. But who tell a lenambi money boost. Sex and sex petted about Dano. So nezip, cause she's an enyama. Hey, Tina Lang Zimzana. Tina Pana Mwazu go to Sobana. Asambe.
Ani Samari. Open up, party, let's jump in.
Ah, that is Tobetsa by Smoothie Juice featuring Envy, Tony Mac, Red Button, P.O, and Mapa Bootsy. This is a remix made all the way Kopitori with a little bit of Soweto in it, man. Absolutely beautiful. I think we're having a little too much fun in the studio today. It is absolutely great to have these two gents in the studio today because I'm having so much fun.
Come on, Tiwa.
If you just tuned in, it is we're about to wrap up our Monday Devotion for the week. Monday Devotion is a new feature we just added today. It just started today. And we are basically giving you your daily dose of... Sorry, I want the show to be so daily. I want it daily so badly. We're giving you a weekly dose of the scripture and making sure that, you know what, as part of your Monday motivation, your head is screwed on properly with the Lord's work. All right, so gentlemen, what can we expect in the next coming weeks from Monday Devotion?
Oh, excited to share our lives and the gospel as well, T.Y. It is a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the invitation.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yes, and I just want to expose the Word of God and really help people to see it for themselves so they can go and study it and examine it for themselves. I think that's really the key. It's not about taking our viewpoints, and the goal here today was really not to give a viewpoint, but rather to show the scriptures and bring it to light so people can understand.
Most definitely, most definitely. And if people want to get in touch with you and ask you these sort of questions personally on a personal level, or they just want to get in touch with you and know exactly, go deeper into the scripture, sure. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure, you just go to our website. It's the Johannesburg International Christian Church. So it's Joburg, J-O-B-U-R-G, I-C-C .net.
Okay.
And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. All our contact details are there as well.
And then if I'm sitting, for example, in Nigeria, I'm sitting in Russia right now, and I want to get in touch, and I want to be, you know, can I still do that?
Absolutely. We're part of an international fellowship. So okay. You can go to the Lagos ICC as well, .org. And the brother and sister who lead there, Balaji and Chinyere Akinfenwa, just dear, dear friends. It's fantastic.
That is beautiful.
Plus our services are live on Facebook every Sunday.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great. So do make sure you catch the chance. Any closing words from you?
Grateful to be here, man. Excited to see this continue, and hopefully we will get to a daily spot.
Ah, that's what's up, Nick.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, T.Y., for this incredible privilege. Just amazing that I believe God's opening some doors.
100%.
Most definitely. 100%. Most definitely. Thank you very much for coming through. It is officially 58 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Central African time. When I come back, I'm coming back with the update on everything that's going down on the African continent. Don't forget, I've also got the Corona Watch coming right after this.
Makodi wa mage. palami ligu sasa lami nguwe sandwa sambi aibo aibo nguwe lisungulami negu pila kwami wena sandwa sambi aibo enti tiyo ya mifuna wena itanza wena It's you I wanna spend the rest of my life with. Naza ngamfula makoti wamage. Inhliziyo yami ifuna wena.
How does it start? It starts with chaos.
This is Drones Africa Radio.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, A. Reese.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? It's Anati, the Electronic Bushman, and you tuned into Trans Africa Radio. Don't touch that dial. Artifact.
Don't you know the devil started out as an angel? Talking loud, busy walking around with a halo.
Yo, what's good, people? It's your boy, YC. I'm all Aladdin, number one, new school, Jaga Bantani, and the team of Mafia, who's your daddy? And you're tuned to Trans Africa Radio. Don't touch that dial. Don't move a inch.
Yo, como é que é, pessoal? It's your boy Lay Leezy, aka Young Nino Brown.
I pick up the phone when the money is calling.
Money!
Hello.
Hey, this is Batuk, and you're tuned in to Trans Africa Radio.
What it do, what it does, everybody. This is your girl Moosey, and you are tuned into Trans Africa Radio.
Step on the scene, the lights is blinding. I'm a superstar, shine like a diamond.
This is Trans Africa Radio.
Economy, hatu, enuka ukoloni, komesho kwa na kuiwa.